Sweet flow of wine.
Amen.
Lord, we pray deepen the pure flow of love.
Amen.
Amen. Pray deepen the pure flow of love.
Testifies to the flow.
Amen.
The flow of life.
Amen.
It's all by grace.
Amen.
That we're here enjoying
Amen.
This flow.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for including us.
Amen.
We just want to give ourselves up to the flow.
Amen.
Enjoy all that you are.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
That's right, Lord. We love you.
Amen.
For at your coming, may life be my crown.
Amen.
Our goal is God Himself.
Amen.
We're not joy nor peace.
Amen.
Just your blessing.
God Himself.
Lord, to acquire in your temple.
Amen.
To hold
Amen.
The beauty of the Lord.
Amen.
That's my goal.
Amen.
Lord, make that be our
yes.
goal.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. We've heard.
Amen.
Encouraging word.
Amen.
By your branch in the vine. Thank you for your process.
Amen.
You opened the way
Amen.
For us to abide.
Amen.
To abide in you.
Amen.
Abide in God.
Amen.
Now we can and drink in your rich lifestyle. Praise you.
That's right.
Amen.
Wow. And we sing 770.
770.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Grace as a river shall flow.
Amen. 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 Yes.
In the holy place,
touch the throne of grace. Grace as a river shall flow. In the holy place, touch the throne of grace.
Sisters, verse 1, and brothers, good. Enjoying.
Amen.
In the holiest place.
Into the holiest place.
Amen.
Oh, where we can be, oh, looked,
yes,
on your face.
Amen.
Oh, where your presence can be everything to,
amen,
us.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to drink from the fountain of living waters.
Amen.
We want to seek out broken cisterns.
Amen.
For in you there is life.
Amen.
We want to take this life freely.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you, it's so free.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Turn.
Amen.
And he is the living fountain of life.
turn and instant burn, church of living life, to fountain life.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah. Church of living fountain of life.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you as a source of life.
Amen.
As a sweet well of life.
Amen.
Lord, you're life itself.
Amen.
You came as life to man.
Amen.
Now we partake of this life.
Amen.
You're the bread of life for us to eat.
Amen.
Thank you. This life is so available.
Amen.
You're the light of life.
Yes.
Oh, you're shining into us.
Yes.
We can see your face tonight.
Amen.
Face of glory.
Right.
Glory in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Shining into all of us.
Amen.
Imparting all that you are.
Amen.
Bringing us into glory.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, you've been
here
all week long.
Amen.
We have access to you every
day. Amen.
Fountain of life.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You've installed yourself as the fountain of life in each one of us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You're flowing all the same.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, into your eternal goal.
Amen.
This is a fountain of life. It's a living water.
Amen.
It is installed in our being.
That's right.
All we have to do is just touch you in our spirit.
Amen.
Your glory.
We have come to the fountain of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, come to the fountain of life.
Amen. Oh, the fountain that never runs dry.
Amen.
The boundless supply.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You are the all-inclusive bride.
Amen.
To the fountain of life. No more, no more. and my joy is divine. Oh, come to the fountain of life, the fountain that never runs dry. Oh, drink of the boundless supply, for Christ is the fountain of life.
Amen.
Amen. The fountain that never runs dry.
Amen.
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 Come to the fountain of blood.
Amen.
It is Jesus that lives in my soul.
Amen.
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 Amen. Our portion is divine.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, you're this living fountain.
Amen.
You own yourself to us.
Amen.
We're coming to the fountain.
Amen.
The fountain of endless supply.
Amen.
I partake of his nature divine,
Amen.
And in him I am perfectly blessed.
Amen. Really? Amen.
Amen.
Come again,
Amen.
Yes. Ever to this fountain fly.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord, we love you as this fountain.
Amen.
Thank you for another week.
Amen.
Oh, we would just give ourselves afresh.
Amen.
Come and come again to the
Amen.
Easter.
Amen.
Consecrate this week.
Amen.
To be drinking.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. We can come and drink.
Amen.
That's
right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Lord, we just tell you that you're the fountain of joy.
Amen.
Sunshine can never decline.
Amen.
The pleasures and prospects of the earthly climate.
Amen.
Can never be dry.
Amen.
My joy is divine.
Amen. He's the Father, He's the everlasting.
Praise you.
Amen.
You gave us your son.
Amen.
Oh, what a flow.
Amen.
What an enjoyment.
Amen.
Oh, what a wonder. Amen.
Amen.
For a portion.
Amen.
Oh, for a share.
Amen.
Oh, this allotted portion.
Amen.
Wonderful
Amen.
Person.
Amen.
Oh, praise you, Father.
Praise
oh, and we're the partakers.
Amen.
We're the enjoyers.
Amen.
Oh, praise you, Father.
Praise you.
For qualifying us for a share.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for this flowing fountain.
Amen.
Oh, oh, Christ came as grace to flow into us.
Amen.
He's bringing us back to you.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we love you.
Amen.
We say, what a flow.
Amen.
Thank you for flowing yourself into a man.
Amen.
We say, this person is so glorious.
Amen.
Thank you for becoming the Spirit.
Amen.
This Spirit is our true portion.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
this
you,
flow
Father.
Points towards the east.
Amen.
This means that it's going towards your glory.
Amen.
Tonight we glorify you.
Amen.
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 him.
Praise
him. Let us praise him. Praise our God, the three in one. Give him glory, give him glory. Wondrous things for us our God has done.
That's right. Wondrous things for us.
Express the living God.
Amen.
And we are children of God.
Amen.
The Spirit witnesses himself with our spirit that we are your sons.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Christ your Father as the source of life.
Amen.
Us, Father. Oh, you selected us before time began. Oh, you selected us to be part of your corporate son. Oh, for your glorification and expression. Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Father.
Amen.
You're such a wonderful Father.
Amen.
You hold nothing from us.
Amen.
Number one. Father, for
for your glorious plan.
Amen.
You have many sons.
Amen.
Many sons who many love.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Abba Father.
Abba Father.
Love you, Abba Father.
Amen.
Yes, Father,
as
your many sons.
Amen.
Us, that we should be called the sons of God, that we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
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 And we are.
Amen.
And we are.
Amen. And we are.
Yes, amen.
Oh, and we are. Amen.
Amen. Oh,
amen.
What manner of love the Father has given to us.
Amen. Amen.
Christ liveth in me, oh what a salvation. Once far from God and dead in sin.
Christ liveth in me.
lives in me.
Amen.
Oh, Christ lives in me.
Oh, Christ lives in me.
Oh, Christ lives in me.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, if no one else wants to stand up, I think I will. This morning we had a marvelous meeting.
Yeah.
And the man of bronze came to visit us.
All right.
He came to investigate us, review our situation. He came to look into what was going on with each one of us, right?
Right.
And so in his investigation, he began to do some judging, some searching,
right.
And then he was taking out his measure to measure us, to see whether he could possess us, and then to see whether the flow would get deeper.
Amen.
I want to share a little bit about my experience first coming into the church life. When I first came into the church life, there was some aspect of my disposition that really needed to be dealt with seriously. So the Lord put me on a track of four migrations within 7 years. And that meant a lot. It meant unemployment and kids being born, and some illnesses and jobs that I didn't like, bosses I didn't like, all kinds of things that happened, right? And at the end of that 7 years of being, you might say, beat up in every direction, I came to a realization that something had happened in my being. I had this realization that something that was really bothering me was no longer there. At least, you know, mostly was there, maybe 95% was gone. And I was really thanking the Lord because the flow increased and the flow increased. I wanted to share a little bit of something. When I first came into the church life, I had a job at a county general hospital, and my job was to receive all these transients who were going to see the doctor. They had to see me first. Why? Because I had a 19-page application that they had to fill out with my help. And then they had to sign it at the end, and then they would get coverage for their medical treatment. But what I got them to do, in most cases, was they had to call upon the name of the Lord and sign the application. So that showed you kind of how wild I might have been in my early days. It was fun. Then I had the supervisor who kind of had a, then looked at me with jaundiced eyes. I think she might have been an unbeliever. She saw this tract hanging out of my pocket. She said, "What's that?" I said, "Well, that's a tract about Jesus Christ. I give up to people." And she goes, with a scowl on her face, and she wrote something down and walked away. So then I had a meeting with the assistant director of the welfare department because of that. And I just thought, oh, I was desperate. I was calling strongly in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I said, "Lord, have mercy on me."
Amen.
So I walked in to talk with him, and I saw that he was Spanish speaking, and I knew how to speak some Spanish, so I started talking to him in Spanish, and he loved it. He got rid of that supervisor and gave me a supervisor who liked me, and so I probably continued on having people call in the name of the Lord.
Right.
But over the years, you know, I had to go through this process of the bronze man coming over and over again, different years and different situations. And gradually, from time to time, the flow deepened.
Amen.
Sometimes maybe a decade or two might go by and the flow didn't change. But I'm here in the flow.
Amen.
Austin, and I'm loving it.
Amen.
Oh, we are in the flow. I want to give you a little treat tonight. We all wonder what's going on with the internet. Actually, this morning when I came in Tianyu, I think there was a live streaming. Brother Ron Kangas was in the blending the fellowship. I think at that time, Warsaw is maybe 5 or 6 hours ahead of us. So I was listening a little bit, but then we had to start a meeting at 10, so I stopped. But I received this something from last night, the general subject, Israel, living in the reality of the kingdom of God. Amen. Sounds a little bit familiar, right? Okay, I won't get through all the eight messages, but message one is the kingdom of God, the realm of the divine life and of the divine species. I think you heard something like that. Okay, fast forward. Message seven for Brother Greg. Message seven, spiritual warfare. To bring in the kingdom of God and living in the kingdom of the Son of God's love. And the message A, which is probably they already ended, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and discipling the nations. Anyway, I just pick up little pieces, and I actually got the outline, but I couldn't open the PDF. Something wrong. Anyhow, what I really enjoy, y'all, like a brother share, y'all need to come to Central District. Come and visit. This morning is quite interesting. After the fellowship, I was talking to the other brother, I'm not sure which one I'm talking to. You know, the past week, if you look at the title, Life, Christian Life, the Flow of Life, the Ministry of Life, and what? For the Magnificent House of God. So what you're getting at? Life, life, life for the House of God. We only touch you a little bit, but the more we got into and the Central District, I realized, appreciate everything come up on the ministry. If you look at really the divine thought is a life for building throughout the whole Bible. And even we touch about the river flowing, you know, even in Genesis, right? In chapter 2, there's a river. And there was a precious stone, gold, wherever in that. And at the end of the Bible, in the, you know, in the Revelation, the last two chapters, we see the building. Right, the New Jerusalem. It's not a physical city, right? It's a spiritual thing. Anyway, so there's a flowing, and the, throughout the ages, the God is doing something, right? He become life. Even in the New Testament, Christ came as a life, an abundant life, right? Just now there's a little bit. And but really, the blueprint, like this is a physical building, you must have a blueprint. I just realized there's a seal, a song, in Genesis 1:26, there's a creation. God created a man for the intention, right? An image and likeness. But give a man what? ID, image, and dominion. But really, God wants a what? A corporate man. Well, he's a corporate expression. And I really appreciate that point. You know, that's why this corporate building, eventually we touch the house of God. It's an organic. The church becomes an organic body of Christ. It's not a small thing. So eventually, it's all time, you know, we come in to get life. This life is growing within us for a purpose. Amen. The issue of this life is the building. Amen. Not the individual, but it's a corporate matter. Amen. I just realized we are in this wonderful ministry, the ministry of life. Amen. We receive life and we dispense life to one another. Amen. And that's how we build up. Amen. And how do we get this life? Well, vertically, like in day 6 mentioned, you know, I need to come, I need to contact him, spend time with him.
Amen.
What? Eating, drinking, and breathing him.
Right.
Amen. This is vertically.
Yeah.
But we need to be balanced. There's a horizontal receiving life. What? From the fellowship.
Amen.
Then in the fellowship, even tonight, don't you feel there's a flow of life? When the saints start sharing, when we are in the meeting, or wherever there's a fellowship, there's a flowing of life. So since one thing I feel we are short is a fellowship. I need what we're too busy. We need to slow down, brother. Slow down and to have a fellowship with you. Really, they are the richest supply to form the older men. So I just realized vertically and horizontally and what would be crossed out.
Amen.
What brings in is more life and more building.
Amen.
So the thought is all there. God is doing something for this building, but he had to go through the process. Eventually life comes forth. I just thank the Lord we are in this wonderful ministry.
Amen.
And enjoying this life for a purpose for the building up.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. my heart was racing while I was sitting there. I'll keep this short. There's one, I just enjoyed praying a prayer this week, and that was, Lord, keep me in the flow. Something that's really impressive in Ezekiel 47, it's not that Ezekiel is bringing himself along, but it's the Lord that's doing everything.
That's right.
He's
that's
right. It says, he led me. Right. He measured. Right. He led. He measured. He led. He measured.
That's right.
And I realize that the vast majority of my Christian life has not been a matter of grace and life, but of struggling and striving. And as we were singing tonight, no more struggle and strain. All self-effort in vain is vain. In the flow, I am perfectly blessed. And so, saints, may we just learn to surrender. Every day on the way to work, I have a new route to work, and there's a street that I pass, and it's called Surrender Place. And it's a good reminder to just say, Lord, I surrender. And the prayer this week was, Lord, have mercy on me that I would surrender to the flow. And so, saints, may we just learn how to surrender to the flow. And this flow will lead us. Yeah. We don't have to try. We don't have to say, Lord, what about this? What about that? Lord, just keep me in the flow.
Amen.
And where do we go? We go wherever the flow takes us.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So I have so many portions to share. Like, one is like concerning our Monday night home meetings with the students.
Yeah.
And it's interesting enough that we're in a book called Pure in Heart. And so the main verse is Matthew 5:8.
Yep.
Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
And then, like, this is concerning the matter of confession. Like, whenever we want to, like with the Lord answer our prayers, we gotta, like, spend personal time with the Lord.
Right.
We gotta, like, into His light. Amen. Like, as a key, in His light, no introspection.
Right.
Like, we don't want to dig up things by ourselves, creating a veil between us and the Lord, but
right.
in His light,
Amen.
In the fellowship of the life, then we have the cleansing blood of
Amen.
Christ,
Amen.
Who cleanses us from every sin.
Yeah. Right.
And then by making a thorough veil, the Lord, we're abiding in the Lord, and
Amen.
We're one with Him, so wherever we ask, He's going to hear us and
right.
fulfill it.
Amen.
So, and this kind of ties in to the fellowship of this week's morning revival concerning being measured, which is to be tried, tested, examined for possessing,
gotcha.
And this is for the house of God.
Right.
So the Lord, through us being in the fellowship of life in the light, we have the cleansing blood. The Lord is having a thoroughfare in our being, and then we have the cleansing blood, and
Amen.
Then we can go on in life.
Amen.
So, this is one portion that a saint read this morning. The flow of life must have the first place.
Amen.
It tells us that we should never forget, neglect, or miss the flow of living water.
Amen.
The flow of life. If we are in the flow, everything's all right.
Amen.
Regardless of the situation that we are in.
Amen.
As long as we are in the flow, we are one with the Lord.
Amen.
We have to pay our full attention.
Amen.
We have to pay our full attention to the
Amen.
Flow.
Amen.
Amen. To the flow.
Amen.
To Christ to get us up into the flow.
Amen.
So Lord Jesus, and like I was thinking about my experience, I'm like, Lord, like why would you pluck me out from my department and put me in another department? Like, I was comfortable in ICU. I'm like, Lord, I was comfortable in a really nice, it's a nice department to be in. You get a lot of experience, you see a lot of things, but that was comfortable. And the Lord is just like, hey, I want you to go to neurology. And I'm like, okay, amen, Lord. I can't say no. So here I am, like, Lord, I'm in the flow in neurology. Praise the Lord. And then just like what Preston said about, like, the Lord leading us and guiding us through through many experiences, mm-hmm. and like what touched me is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Mm-hmm. In Him I lack nothing. He makes yeah. us lie down in green pastures. Mm-hmm. He leads us. He leads us. So like we gotta let the Lord shepherd us mm-hmm. at the same time, mm-hmm. but it's allowing Him and remaining open.
Amen.
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 Well, you know, recently I've really been enjoying my personal pursuing, going through the book of Revelation, and the Lord led me to the perfect portion matching this week's ministry, because there's a real peril, Saints, from this week's message, right? It was, there's this flow, and it can heal everything, but it can't heal the marshy places, right? And the marshy places are a place of compromise. You know, there's water there. That's what makes it marshy. It makes it muddy. You have some water. You have something of the Lord. Of the Spirit, but it's mixed with something of ourself. And, you know, I just feel like the Spirit really in these days is sevenfold intensified.
Amen.
He is intensified to convict us, to cause us to have a turn, and to be, and so that we can become intensely living and intensely shining. And so what I appreciated was, you know, in the morning Bible I mentioned, you know, the marshy places cannot be healed. Well, that's pretty depressing. What hope do we have? But the verse is in the outline there. The other, you know, the matching thought is in Revelation 3. About Laodicea.
Right.
Yeah, the Lord says, I know your works. So they had many works. But he says that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am about to spew you out of my mouth. So here, there's three things I appreciated. In this section, it says, I know. Thank the Lord, we have one who knows. He knows our case.
Right.
He knows our true condition.
Right.
And then verse 17, he says, because you say, I am wealthy and have become rich.
Right.
So then there's this response from us. Well, Lord, I think I'm pretty good. I have a good church life, and I'm on course here. So we say. But then he says, but you do not know. That you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So this really touched me this week that I was listening to the radio broadcast on this, and this is Brother Ron's utterance. He said, the crucial thing is are we willing to know what he knows about the condition of our church life? If we are willing to know what he knows, then there's hope for the Lord's rescue.
Amen.
If we are content to be deceived or even self-deceived and are not open, then we cannot. But we need to. We need to hear what the Spirit is saying to all the churches.
Amen.
And so that really, I mean, it's a strong word, but I was really touched. There is hope of the Lord's rescue.
Amen.
Because what we need is we need to open our being to Him. And He is speaking today. I feel like every week we're in this ministry, like Brother Lewis shared, I could echo his amen. I could amen his sentiment. We're so blessed in this ministry.
Every week,
there are just words of just, I don't know what to call it. I feel like every week is a dynamo.
Yes.
If you really have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking, He is speaking us forward.
Amen.
As the world situation intensifies, as He wants to come back, He needs His people to be intensified.
Amen.
And so the last thing I wanted to share was, you know, this week this flow is not a cheap flow. You know, Brother Ricky shared very clearly.
Yes.
The children of Israel had two periods of flow. The first period was kind of like just getting them to a proper place. It's like drink from the water, the springs at Marah. But this flow is a product of the house.
Yeah.
If there's no building, there's no river.
Yeah. Wow.
And so what the Lord needs today is he needs a building.
Amen.
And when he has this building, there will be this flow.
Amen.
And then everything that this flow touches will be healed. Yeah. It will be enlightened. So for this flow, we must pay a price.
Amen.
And so last thing in Revelation, he said, the Lord counsels us to buy from him.
Yeah.
We have to personally come to him.
Yeah.
He says, come to me. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, white garments, and eyesalve. And really, you can look at the footnotes. It's marvelous. That's just the triune God.
Yeah.
But it's not the triune God in a doctrinal, objective way.
Yeah.
It's the triune God subjective and applied to our being.
Amen.
And when we gain the triune God in this way, we can be healed from the marshy place.
Amen.
We can be healed from being lukewarm.
Amen.
So the last verse here, right after this, I never saw this. He says, as many as I love, I reprove and discipline.
Amen.
So that brought me back to the first message of this morning Bible. The Christian life is a life of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because he loves us.
Amen.
Because he doesn't want us to remain lukewarm.
Amen.
And then the last phrase there, it says, be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Amen.
The proper temperature of a believer is boiling.
Boiling.
That word zealous means boiling.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes that means if you're boiling, maybe you'll burn someone.
Yeah.
It's okay, though. The Lord wants you to be hot.
I think Brother shared on God coming back. God said he come back without a spot or wrinkle. He gave us a chance to get on board.
That's right.
We better get on board now while we have a chance.
To make Israel a nation. In 1948, they were declared a nation.
Amen.
And then 7 minutes after they did that, Harry Truman, the President of the United States, recognized them as a nation, even though his Secretary of State, George Marshall, said he wouldn't vote for him if he did that. Okay? So he was brave. He stood up for Israel. Okay? And since that time, in interesting periods of time, the Israelis have taken Jerusalem back. They've taken their land, and right now they're under attack by everybody in the world.
Wow.
Okay. Now, if you look back in the Bible, you would see that from the beginning, you know, Pharaoh tried to stop the children of Israel from even being born. They wanted to put all the male children in the river and drown them. Okay? And from that time on, if you read the Bible, you will see different times when people have tried to destroy the children of Israel, okay, the Jewish people. And that's going on to this day. I don't know if you know it, but Hamas, this band in Gaza, said that their number one goal is to kill every Jew on the earth. Okay? So this is what's going on. It may seem confusing to a lot of people, but it's pretty clear. Okay? There's a war going on, and we're in it. All right? And so our goal is to pray for Israel.
Yeah.
To pray for that country, pray for the leaders of these nations
Amen.
That are around it. Pray for our country. Pray for the leaders of our country.
Really?
That they would continue to support this country.
Right.
Regardless of what's going on. You can hear a lot of nonsense, and believe me, it's nonsense, all right? Of what they're saying, okay? But the Israelis need our prayers. They need our support. Because the Lord's coming back to Israel.
Yes, yes.
Back to Jerusalem.
Yes.
They need to keep that country.
Yes.
You know, the United Nations just voted the other day that they should give back Judea and Samaria, including Western Jerusalem, to somebody else. That's crazy. They're not going to do that. But that's the whole world is against it, except for us. And that's hard to say. So it's great for this country. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord will come back.
Yeah.
The Lord will come back, and they will say, they will see the one that they pierced and repent.
Yeah.
Some others could probably say more about this, but believe me, this is a big deal. All right, and they are under attack by ballistic missiles right now.
That's right.
You want to talk about the heavenly warfare? You know, we need to pray for Michael. The archangel to guard them.
Yeah.
Guard them against the prince of Persia.
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff is in Daniel. Read about it. And it's still going on to this day. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
A brother pointed out this morning in the Central District that this flow that we're reading about in Ezekiel, it was outward, and the measuring was outward, but in our experience, it's inward.
Yes.
The inward flow and the inward measuring.
Right.
It's an inward experience.
Yes.
And, you know, there's this question, you may be wondering how we can determine how much we've been measured and possessed by the Lord. We determine this by the depth of the river.
Yeah.
And in our experience, the depth of the river really is, how restricted are we? You know, sometimes, and don't get in your mind if I say this, but sometimes you see young ones and they're you know, enjoying hallelujah, and you think, wow, they're full of enjoyment, there's so much flow there. Well, you know, when you see a child playing on the beach, they're not restricted. They can play in the ankles and they can just jump in the water and, you know, a lot of outward excitement. But as you get further into the flow, there's more restriction.
Right.
And actually, the brother pointed out, who shared this message, and a sister read a portion of ministry this morning, was very touching, that actually the most difficult place in the flow is when it's at your loins. Because you're restricted to the point it's difficult to move on your own.
Yeah.
But the grace is not yet high enough to where you can't stop exercising yourself to trip yourself effort. So you're right there at the threshold where it's not like you can't just do whatever you want and not have much feeling.
Right.
You have a lot of feeling. I shouldn't say that. But the grace is not there, so you say it. it's very difficult.
Seriously.
So, yesterday, on Friday, I had the privilege of going out to Louisville to attend the memorial service for Joe Chavez. And so, maybe not a lot of you know him, and that's completely fine. He was a hidden brother out in West Texas for many, many years. Just a faithful brother, one who saw something of Christ in the church and was faithful to it until the end. And, you know, in his latter days, you didn't see him much. Even actually couldn't make it to the meetings because of his health situation. But then at the memorial time, you began to hear these testimonies. And I spent time with Brother Joe at his home, and he just said this, and it just changed my life. Another brother, I ran into Brother Joe at Home Depot, and I was far away from the Lord, and all he said was, "Brother." And in doing that, he just brought me back. And from that point, my journey back into the church life began. I mean, it was just testimony after testimony. And you know, it's wonderful to be able to see the excitement, you know, and a lot of things outward. But there's something edifying about going to a saint's memorial, and you realize the hidden price that was paid,
Amen.
The hidden
Amen.
Measuring that was taking place over the years,
yes.
actually made these ones so full of life.
Amen. Amen.
So, you know, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for brothers like Brother Joe, like Brother Bill Gomez, who went to be with the Lord not too long ago. These faithful ones, they're just faithful to be there with the Lord, to receive the measure.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't see it. We don't see it.
Yeah.
But when you touch them, what you touch is flow.
Amen. Amen.
What you touch is watering.
Amen.
Sowing.
Amen.
Planting.
Amen.
Ministering for the building up of the church.
Amen. Amen.
So just thank the Lord. You know, the family is fully supplied, and Mary Lou is his wife. I don't know, many of you may know her or may not. But she's been fully supplied by the Lord. A lot of sisters, her own flesh sisters, there to help support her. But it's just such a testimony to see these ones who have paid the price to be measured and who are just caught up into the flow until there's waters to swim in.
Amen. Amen.
I just was enjoying so much Ezekiel 47.
Yeah.
You know, I shared a little bit this morning, but I was just considering more today.
Amen.
You know, the person, whoever it was, they went in the water, and it was at the ankles, the knees, and eventually it was waters to swim in. But you know, I was just thinking, when you go into the ocean, is a lot of resistance. You know, it's tough. It's, you know, it's not easy to walk into the water.
Sure.
But eventually, if you just lift your feet up, then you're whatever the water's doing, that's what you're doing. So I just appreciate that when we can walk into the flow of life, lift up our feet, just allow the Lord to carry us. It's so good.
Amen.
Eventually, you get to the water to swim in,
Amen.
A river that could not be crossed.
Amen.
That is so precious. I mean, this is all in the context of the house.
Yeah.
This is not an individual thing. And every living creature, la 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 la, it says, shall be healed.
Amen.
And everything shall live wherever the river comes.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for the flow of
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
We can walk into the river.
Amen.
We can lift up our feet and
Amen.
Let the Lord carry us.
Amen.
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 Something small that I was enjoying this week, I just kept mulling over this sentence. It says, if we draw closer to the Lord and have more contact with Him, there will be an opening that will allow the living water to flow out from the church.
Amen.
And so this is related to the point that the water flows out from under the threshold.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a threshold. That means there's an opening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There has And initially, I was envisioning, okay, there's the house of God, and the water's flowing out of the building. But actually, it depends on the individual members contacting God,
yeah.
right? And we draw closer to the Lord and have more contact with Him. There will be an opening. And it reminded me of the gates of the New Jerusalem. Someone mentioned one time, actually Minoru Chen, he mentioned that a gate is actually a break in the wall. The wall, there has to be a break in it. And saints, we need to draw close to the Lord and contact Him. And the more we contact Him, the more He touches us, the more He touches the different parts of our being. Everything is in the Spirit, right? The supply is there, but also the cross is there. It's touching on different aspects of our being, our disposition, and different things like you were talking about, right? But the more contact we have, the more there will be living water flowing out. But that flowing out issues in a ministry of life as a sower, a planter, a waterer, a begetter, a feeder, and a builder. So what that flow does that flows out of the ones that are contacting Him and getting broken by Him, it results in people coming in and being built up into the building.
Yeah.
So the flowing out, the threshold becomes the gate for people to come in. And this is what we're becoming.
Yeah.
We're becoming the threshold. The more we contact the Lord in our daily life, the more we're becoming the threshold for the water to flow out, and the more we're becoming the gate for people to come in.
Amen.
So, things I'm getting a lot of, I got a lot of light this week.
Amen.
I'm getting light right now. But do you know what a marsh, you know, this word about the marsh not being healed, that has always bothered me. That scares me, you know, because I realize within me there's a lot of marshy places. Right? But you know what a marsh is? It is a place with water, no flow. So it is a Christian who is not open to the Lord. That is a marsh. And if you open to the Lord, then the flow comes, and then there's the healing. But you have to open. And I had some experiences. Like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I dropped Linda off at the campus meeting. And at that point, I was going back home. I felt bad, had a headache, had a backache. My will was set to going home, but I made a mistake. I was in the left turn lane about to head south instead of north to the meeting hall. And I said, Lord Jesus, I have no grace to go to the meeting this morning. That was enough. That was enough. And the Lord said, it was like the Lord told me, oh, you have no grace? Well, I can fix that. And I headed south, and I just told the Lord, Lord, if you want me at the meeting, you're going to have to get me there. I know I'm driving, but you have to get me there. 10 minutes later, I was at the meeting hall. And I was enjoying the Lord with the saints.
Amen.
Table meeting. I had another experience several years ago where the Lord was dealing with something in me, and I made another mistake. I opened to the Lord about it, and I told the Lord, Lord, I am not open to taking care of this item. I am not willing. Not only am I not willing, I'm not willing to be made willing. I'm not willing to be made willing to be made willing. Ad infinitum. I just told the Lord that. Within a year, that problem was fully dealt with.
Amen.
By the Lord. Why? Because just opening to the Lord.
Amen.
If you open to the Lord, there will be the flow.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what your condition is when you open to the Lord.
Amen.
It's so good to be open to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, your will be done.
Amen.
But it's just almost as good, I don't know, to say, Lord, I'm not willing.
Amen.
You have to do something.
Yeah.
And he will do something.
Amen.
He will do it. He will
Amen.
Come in. And he will heal the marshy place.
Amen.
Through our opening.
Right.
You have to be open.
Amen.
If you're not open, the marshes
stay
just a marshy place.
That's right.
But just to speak to the Lord. Just to be honest. An honest speaking to the Lord. That is enough.
Amen.
That's all the Lord needs.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, thank you for this river.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for this flow.
Amen.
I just want to share something real quick that I heard a while back. Within a year ago, I forgot who said it or where I heard it, but it had to do with a river, right? And, you know, our Christian life is like we're on this, we're on a canoe or a raft or whatever you want to call it, a kayak, and, you know, we're on this riverbed, and in the river, right, there's rocks, right? There's and what those rocks represent, right? They could be small, they could be big. Represent our weaknesses, right? Our failures, right? And so when we're navigating through this river, and it's shallow, right? If you've ever, you know, been canoeing or something, right? These
rocks are kind of in the way, right? You gotta use your paddle. It's hard to navigate, right? With these rocks, right? But as you get deeper in the river, right? As the water level rises, mm-hmm. right? It's like those rocks aren't even there,
yeah,
right? You don't even feel the rock. You don't have to watch out for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just really enjoyed, you know, this picture of the this river and the flow,
yeah.
And you know, we just need to increase our water level, right?
Yeah.
We just need to bring in, right, drink,
yeah.
right, drink the water,
yeah.
come to the river,
yeah.
and all of our weaknesses, everything that's holding us back from continuing, from pursuing,
mm-hmm.
Christ just lifts us up above all that stuff,
yeah.
Yeah. And we can continue, right? Anyways, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I've heard the gates of Jerusalem are like, oh, the saints, like the people. And it's like these gates can open and allow things in and out. But I never thought of the gates as a break in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And something, I guess, that like I was just getting into this weekend and drawing was this chapter, 1 Corinthians 15. And like I enjoyed 1 Corinthians 15 for a while, but I didn't go back to it. And then I guess the Lord sent me back, and there was one verse where I guess the Corinthians, there's some there who they don't believe in the resurrection. And then Paul's pretty much just tells them, like, well, if you don't believe that the Christ was raised from the dead, and the only reason you're living is because you were raised with him, then you're dead. Then, you know, this faith is pretty much nothing. But then they're asking him, like, oh, well, what is this spiritual body? Like, what is the spiritual body we will have then? It's like, if it's not going to, like, pretty much, you know, change or something, like, physically right now, like, what is this? And then in one verse it says, like, foolish man, like, do you not know that for death to come, for life to come, there has to be death.
Mm.
And like, I was getting into this one portion with a brother, and he was saying, well, yeah, it's like with this matter of measuring, and the Lord measuring us by his house, and it's like the flow that comes out from the house.
Mm.
He's saying the true test, or true spirituality, the only true spirituality can be tested by the body.
Mm.
And he's like, there is no, like, spirituality only, true spirituality results in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So any individualistic spirituality isn't really true spirituality, and it keeps you away from the building. But then I was just, I guess, just in, like, in my experience, and then just like going on with the Lord, it's like often, I guess the thought is like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to consecrate this stuff to you, Lord. And like, you'll take away all the bad stuff and keep the good to minister life to the body. But it's like, I don't know, it just seems anytime you consecrate something to the Lord, he just destroys it all completely. Like everything, even the good stuff. And it's like, it all gets destroyed. But it was this verse that was touching me. It's like where Paul says, death operates in me, but life in you. And I was just considering, because there's sometimes it's like, I don't know, I'll be in a group or something, or with the brothers, and it's like, well, yeah, if you really touch the Lord's, like, his heart's desire, his will, it's simply the body of Christ. That's what he wants. And he wants that through every member functioning.
Yes.
So then it's like, okay, how do you get the other members to function? Like, how do I, you know, minister life or this and that? Maybe I should try this. Maybe I should try that. And it's like, really, I don't know, the more knowledge you see, the more doctrine you see, like, it's good, it's cool. You get, like, a little foretaste, but it doesn't really bring anybody else into function.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just considering, like, you know, when, I don't know, just my experience, it's like, whenever the Lord really beats me down, it's like there's no other option, there's no other way out, but I have to turn and open to the, I have to open to the house, I have to open to the flow. And it's like then, you know, maybe all the saints, they might not have been like, or appearing to be that functioning before, but it's like, well, everybody comes into function real quick because they have to minister life to another member. And like, I was just considering even, like you see how Paul writes about it, he's like, in his afflictions and everything, he's like, even in this, it's just causing life to operate in you. And he is enjoying the life flow that they are ministering to him.
Amen.
And it's in Philippians, he brings up, you know, he's learned the secret to be abased and to be abound.
Amen.
And it's like, simply, he's enjoying the flow of life, the fellowship in the body. And it's
Amen.
Like, I guess even today I was enjoying a verse where it says, you know, we're being washed by the washing of the water in the Word.
Yeah.
But I always thought it was of the Word. But it says in the Word. And it's like I was even considering, like, even one thing I was listening, well, I was just reading something, and it's like, the thought was always coming in me. It's like, you know, you search the scriptures thinking in them you'll find life. It's like they're not in there. It's like they're in the person of Christ.
Amen.
And the person of Christ is not simply, even the song we're singing, not just the head. It's like it's the head and the body. Amen. And in this person it says, and each member is flowing forth, you know, are springing up fountains of living water, which are springing unto eternal life. But the only way you can actually enjoy this flow and get to this flow, it's like you have to be broken. There has to be an opening in your being. And the Lord is sovereign, I guess, to work out all things, you know, for the good of those who love him. Which is, he would completely terminate us to the point where there's nothing left and you'd be simply assimilated into the body.
Amen.
Yeah. Is Matt C. here?
Right here.
Oh, Matt. Okay. Yeah, he has something he needs to do.
Just about to stand up.
Okay.
Wait for the last second. Maybe we could all just call in the name of the Lord. I just want to start off by saying there's no words to express standing here and looking around the room at all the ones who I grew up with, who grew up with me, and all of the shepherding, all the teaching, all the prayers. There's just no words that I can say to express how grateful I am to be here and the supply and for the Lord to call me, you know, to meet with everyone. I just wanted to thank everyone. You know, there's so many brothers, so many sisters, so many fathers, so many mothers. I can't express my gratitude enough. But anyways, I have a small announcement to make. And there's gonna be hopefully a sister joining me in the flow of life. Someone to fight the spiritual warfare with.
Amen.
So sorry, I should have composed this a little better, but anyways, if she would go ahead and stand up, that would be great.
And the fellowship that has been poured into even this relationship, and something we've been praying about is this matter of our announcing this is not so everyone can just know, but it's like for us, this is the body matter. It's really to serve the body.
Amen.
And for the Lord's purpose and his coming back.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me just say a couple of things. They're on the announcement sheet from the email. First one, no prayer meeting at the Manifold's house this Wednesday. They'll be out of town, so go somewhere else. Go to the Ledesma's, come here.
Come to Central.
Just come to Central. The registration for the live semi-annual winter training is available. The link is there. The deadline is the end of this month, October 30th, if you want to go live. And then the last one I have is related to the International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. That will be in Atlanta. We need to know who from among the saints here is going, because we're responsible to help take care of ushering and child care and so forth for one meeting. And so on the announcement sheet, there's a link. You can click on that and just let us know if you're coming. And if you're available for serving on that. I think it's message two they want us to serve. Or is it two? Anyway, you'll see there on the sheet. Amen. Well, that's all I have.
Wonderful.
And we're dismissed.
Amen.